In 2009, Judy discovered computers, the interweb, podcasting, and that there is more to music than country and western. It's now 2010, and Judy's Blast FM comes down the pipe and into your ears, bigger, stronger, and faster. Every Sunday, Judy's Blast FM. Because back in her day, she played records. Now, here's your host of Judy's Blast FM, for Channel Lurk, here's Judy!
Happy, 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 yay, happy anniversary.
You made it. Woo! Woo!
And what are we going on about? It's my 1 year of celebration for Judy's Blast FM.
Happy Show birthday 52. To you.
And
happy
we didn't think we'd make it either.
No.
Don't give up your day job. Have to listen to you singing all night. Forget it. I had enough on your show the other day.
You didn't like it?
Yes, it was funny, actually. You singing at the end, you sounded like the local drunk at karaoke.
That was a whole idea.
Yes, today, folks, we're celebrating my 1 year of this show. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to reminisce. Yes, we're going to do the old reminiscing. And what we want to do is go through some songs that I have selected that reminded me of little special songs throughout the last 12 months. And I want to start the show off with This Train Won't Run by Jerry Lee Sunbar. And this was the very, very first song I played on this show in show one.
You asked me to leave, and I told goodbye. You didn't have to ask me twice, but give me a reason why. But won't you call me on the phone, begging me to come back? This train won't run on a tore up track. This train won't run.
Yeah. we came along to my favourite horses song, and that was in show 4, and that was called Flying Horses. And these horses have had a really good run for the last 12 months.
I think those horses must be very tired with the amount of flying that you've made them do.
Exactly. And thereby the simple things. Then we came along to Trainwreck, and this one was a special celebration for Irk's birthday for show 8 by Big John Bates.
Through me like cellophane, a mental note letter. the show. Here comes a train wreck. I ain't willing to quit. Here comes a train wreck. And I ain't giving in. Here comes a train wreck. Something I gotta get, but a switch falling down the back of my neck. You've gone wrong, I see it a lot. And I hope it ain't gonna stop. A little risk is she'll run for me. A Cinderella psycho fantasy. Believe, belong, behave. You don't want to be safe. Watch a shake, the bomb's gonna blow. A curtain drops, is at the end of the show. Here comes a train wreck. I ain't ready to quit. Here comes a train wreck. And I
Today we're celebrating my first anniversary of Judy's Blast FM.
Ooh, you made it!
Yes, I did. And we had some fun along the way, haven't we?
Oh, we have. It's been a lot of fun. One thing that we should let everyone know, of course, is that you pick all the music.
Yes, I do. I started off going through Mevio, or PodSafe Music Network. And then they gave me a bit of trouble there trying to get up the artist's bio. So then I was actually introduced to AirPlay Direct. And now they're giving us a bit of jiff in downloading the music.
How often do you reckon you would have almost thrown the computer through the window?
Quite a few times, as you know. But it's been trial and error, fun and games. But we're still... No one's perfect. We're still learning. As they say, life's all a lesson. So the next section of the show is celebrating some more new things that I played throughout the year. And the first one was my first orchestral music, and that was in show 14 by Walt Ribeiro. And he is a fantastic guy at putting all his music together, and he's actually now reproducing more music. I follow Walt on Facebook, and the very first song of his I played on the show was a song or an instrumental called Circles, and definitely you go around in circles. But he is a very gifted guy, and he's only young too, and he's very, very popular over in America. So sit back and enjoy Walt's instrumental called Circles. And that did bring back some lovely memories. we went on to my favourite story, my first elephant podcast. So we had to do an elephant special on this show. And that was show 15, and it was called Elephant by Josh Belville. And Tigger from Boise actually played that for me on her show.
Do you remember the first elephant song that we ever had?
Nelly the Elephant.
No, the one before that, the pink elephant song that hardly had elephants in it at all.
Yes. They're coming down, elephants are coming down the wall. That was only in the chorus, elephants coming down the wall. And we had a bit of a domestic over that one, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
That's all good, all good.
This is Trucker Tuck. I'm from North Kakalaki, and I listen to Judy's Blast FM. I take her with me in the truck, everywhere I go, in my car at home.
And then we went along to celebrate show 17, which is another favourite of mine, and that was celebration of the 100 years of the Top Twins. And I picked out of their songs Untouchable Girls, because that's one of my very, very favourite songs. So we celebrated that in this section.
Untouchable, untouchable.
Now we come along to our next part of the evening, and we decided to put a bit of humour in the show.
We did.
Yes, and we celebrated with my favourite comedian group, The Fump by Devo Spice. And that was show 21. And so the first song of Devo's I ever played was, besides Gee It Sucks to Get Old on Judy's... Gee It Sucks to Get Old was what we chose to play in... Blast from the Past has
Damn,
become.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
That's...
Oh.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Say what?
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Huh?
Damn, it sucks to get old.
And if you want to hear how it sucks to get old, you can listen to Blast from the Past on Saturdays.
That's right. And the song of Devo's tonight we're playing is called Busted.
Pink top again. She's a perfect 10. She's my dream girl, fantasy girl, the one I love, and the reason that I've worn a hole in that glove. Days go by and I try to say hi, but I'm way too shy, scared of the reply. So I go to Plan B to get her noticing me. I wrote a poem on her door called Otis and Me. Otis is my cat. And damn her, she didn't reply, she just corrected my grammar. I tried to juggle dribbles and she didn't even look. I guess I couldn't catch her eye without a fish hook. So I'm looking in her window trying not to get caught. I see her watching the show, this gives me a thought. If I could find some way to do what they do, maybe she will go with me. So now with Mythbuster I have to be. I grew a mustache, way cooler than Jamie's. I made up a list of some myths and stuff. Then I found a place where I could blow them up. Myth 1, every ISP has government spies to watch terrorist activity in the community. Deny it all you want, there are thousands of terrorists in Rutland, Vermont. Then I moved on to some harder ones about microwaves, nuns, and particle guns. I blew them up good, and that's when I saw the piece of my thumb was missing again. So what was the result after all these cases? The hospital knows me on a first name basis, but the girl still doesn't know me from Adam, or Jamie, or Carrie, or Buster Dagnabbum. Was looking for volunteers, and before I knew what I had gotten myself into, I was on the set with Jamie and Adam.
So, tell me about this myth.
Okay, it's simple. The myth is that if a nerd talks to a hot girl in a non-fast food ordering environment, that his head will explode.
Sounds right up our alley, especially the exploding part. So how do we test this?
Well, we have a volunteer nerd, and we're going to set him up on a blind date with Carrie.
All right, let's do it.
Our nerd has been told he's meeting one of the show's producers at this fancy French restaurant. Let's see what happens when Carrie shows up.
Hi, I'm Carrie. Nice to meet you.
Tom.
Hi, Tom. So where are you from?
I like a 10-piece McNugget meal. Supersize.
I don't think they have McNuggets here. I think the shrimp scampi is good, though. I think I'll try that.
Thank you, drive-thru.
You're cute. Where'd you say you were from again?
New job!
As soon as our nerd tries to say something non-fast food related, he blows his top.
Well, his head didn't explode.
I don't know. That vomit was pretty explosive. I'm prepared to call this myth plausible.
I could live with that.
Wanna be alone, but I find myself fending off freaks on the phone. Talk shows, news, and a couple old friends wanna talk. Well, I just wanna plot my revenge. It'll take time, but better she will be fine when I go savage on Adam and kick Jamie in the Heinemann. I'll be nice to Carrie, maybe give her some employment, but I'm keeping Buster for my personal enjoyment. I was humiliated as could be when the girl walked by me and smiled at me. She said that she wanted me to know that it was her favorite show, but she thought what they did was pretty low. I think I just grunted, I'm not really sure, cause the whole episode is kind of a blur. But she said I should come to visit her to watch a show sometime. I said, yeah, that would be fine.
Mythbusters!
I'm guessing that means you like me.
Mythbusters!
Then we go over to show 26, and that was the first of this year, January 2010. And I started off the new year with a new artist, and her name is Audra Connolly. And Audra's come a long way since we first signed up with her. We've done an interview with her on Skype, and I also get newsletters from Audra quite regular. She's a friend of mine on Facebook, and I follow her career, and she's doing exceptionally well. She's now released another album, so very shortly we hope to get that album and play it on this show for you as well. I personally think that Audra's a very gifted young lady, and the song we're going to play to you is one of my favourites from her album, and it's called Eternal Youth.
Hi, my name is Audra Connolly, and you're listening to Judy's Blast FM.
Some people say I
Then we go to show 32, and this was an introduction of Australian artists, and this was my first yodeling show, and it was They Taught Me to Yodel, and this is one of the favourite songs of mine from when way back when I was a little girl. And I found a lovely lady on Airplay Direct, Laura Downing, and I signed up with Laura and I ended up buying all her CDs and DVDs, and I have her whole collection. And I also follow her on Facebook as well.
It seems I've always known that I was gonna be a yodeler like the ones I heard when I was just a kid. As soon as I discovered I could yodel, the lady, I kept trying till I sounded like they did. I love to sing the yodel songs by Rosalie and Patsy, Elton Britton, Jimmy Rogers too. I did my best to learn them all, from chime bells to the cattle call, and ooh, I love, love, upset blues. When I heard the cowboy sweetheart, I yodeled right along, and I'd go yodelay, 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 yodelay. They taught me how to yodel with their yodeling song. Yodeling train all around the water tank where Jimmy Rogers waited in the rain. I wanna be a cowboy sweetheart, put Patsy in the cowgirl hall of fame. Elton Britt was singing about chime bells ringing. Oh, I'd love to hear those yodel songs again. Yodelay, ride along, and I'd go yodelay, 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 yodelay. They taught me how to yodel with their yodeling songs. Yeah, they taught me how to yodel with their yodeling songs.
Then the next journey we come to is my acoustic instrumental night, where we had Matt Stevens, we had Michael Kelsey, and our good old Australian Tommy Emmanuel.
Wasn't that a cracker of a show? That was a show that got some good reaction.
And also, since then, Tommy was awarded the Australian Order by the Queen just recently in June. So that's another tick in his belt for all his stuff that he's done for music. And that was show 43. And I chose my friend. I say my friend because another friend of mine, we've interviewed him. We also now use Matt Stevens from the United Kingdom. He's a very gifted acoustic guitar player, and this guy, I think he's second hand to Tommy Emmanuel. He's a good fan of Tommy's, and I follow Matt on Facebook, and I also, he has a podcast out as well, and it's Matt's Noodles. And also I've got special permission off Matt, and we use his instrumentals now as the earworm in Blast from the Past. So if you have heard the earworms in Blast recently, and if you haven't noticed, and I forgot to say who they were, on our show notes it does tell you the name of the song. But I tried to sort of play Matt's music off his album Echo, and this is one of the songs that his first song I ever played on the show from Matt's album Echo, and it was called Burning Bandstand, and we actually spoke about it lengthily in his interview as well. So he's been a good overall on the Channel Irk family. We've had him on Irk FM as well, and so he's a good mate, and we think he's a gifted, very gifted man.
and his new album out is called Ghost, and that is out now, and you can go to his website and you can download that as well.
That's right. And make sure you tell Matt that you heard it here.
My name is Matt Stevens and you're listening to Judy's Blast FM.
Then we have show 44, we celebrated Mother's Day, and this year I selected good old Aussie friend Craig Morrison, and I chose his song Heaven Knows, which was his album's name, and that's a beautiful song as well.
Didn't you get that stuck in your head for about 3 weeks after Craig's last show that we went to?
Yes, we did. I've been to three of his live shows recently. He's a very, very gifted guy. Not only on stage, but he's a very energetic, magnetic guy off stage as well. And he's just come back from being over in Nashville. He went over there and did some work over in Nashville. So enjoy Craig's new song, Heaven Knows. Over to New York, and we met Will Danes on show 45, and we also had an interview with Will as well. And Stay is the name of the song that we chose off Will's album as well to play for you tonight. Listen to the words, it's a beautiful song.
Hi, this is Will Danes, and you're listening to my good friend Judy's Blast FM.
When I can't find my way and I'm missing everything, to know what I need, what I need. What can I do to make you stay? I say I'll change, you look away. You keep telling me there's no real reason. Somehow I've got to get to you. Maybe we can start over new. Start over new. Would you believe me and just stay? Or would you believe me and just stay? 2 a.m. on the phone, you're gone. I don't have a thing to say. Just walk away, walk away. No need to pretend for so long, what can I do to make you stay? I say I'll change, you look away. You keep telling me there's no real reason. Somehow I've got to get to you. Maybe we can start over new. Start over new.
Can you think of anything special that stands out to you, Irk? Besides me chucking hissy fits and tantrums and going to chose that we chuck the
chuck
computer.
Chuck the show in.
Yeah, chuck the show in a couple of times.
Well, first of all, I, of course, didn't know if you were going to make it this far, and you didn't know if you were going to make it this far either.
Uh-huh.
But also with the range of music that you've played, you've got a background of country and all Western, as I continually like to say you about.
Yes, gramophone music.
And also, like, the 60s and the 70s sort of
I grew
music
up in that era.
Sort of grew up with.
Yeah.
And you've played, of course, you've played some country, and we've heard some examples of that tonight. You've played instrumentals, you've played orchestral music, you've played yodeling music.
Opera.
You've played opera.
Mm-hmm.
You've even blue played
grass.
Some
bluegrass.
Yeah, you've played some that too.
Yep.
And even there was one special episode for Shauno where you did some death metal.
That's right, we did too. Because I wanted to prove a point that I'm out for anything. Yes, I've gone from jazz, pop rock. The only thing I really haven't done on the show, which has been very, very difficult to get, is Australian Indigenous music. It is very hard. None of the things you can download on, but we leave that up to your show on Insomnia Radio, seeing it's a Dinky Doy Aussie.
Yes, I have played some Indigenous music, but as you say, it's not that it is easy very, to find. Yep.
We'll have to go down to Circular Quay when it gets a little bit warmer on another boat excursion and see some of the Aboriginal guys down there playing and buy some of their music for the show. It seems to be the only way to go. Anything else that you want to think of? Nothing? So, I'd like to thank everybody for listening. And for those that haven't submitted anything, requests or anything, we have been offering people to send in requests. And we had a challenge from Shauna and Jen, and also from Jenny Maid has sent in requests. She's very much like me, loves the bagpipe music. And so
even finding the bagpipe music was a bit of a challenge.
We had a very big challenge for that, and I was determined. I wanted the bagpipe music because I love bagpipe music, and it was very, very difficult. And in the end, I found that much of it. I had too much, didn't I, coming out? So we had to make it just a couple of songs off each artist that we found.
And then, of course, a recent highlight was the world tour.
Yes.
We should talk about that now that it's over.
Yes, that was a very, very big thing. It took me... that wasn't a 5 minutes, people think, to chuck together. That actually took me over a month of planning. I spent hours and hours
Airplay Direct and Air Supply.
Yeah, Air Supply. Yeah. It took me hours to find them because I had to scroll through each country and go through it all and select them. And every song I play on my show, I listen to before I write down what I want to play, and then I go back and listen to it again. And then when the day of the show, Irk puts it all together. Now, this is another thing I'd like people to know. And I'd like now, before I finish the show off, I've got one song left for the show. But Eric has been a very big inspiration to me because listening to him doing Irk FM and now him doing Insomnia Radio has given me that buzz for my show. I know from when I first started I was all... And as I was told by once, somebody turned around and said that I was too...
You're reading from a script.
Which is true. I do read from a script. I have a book in front of me. I have an exercise book. And what I do every week as I go through and select my show, I don't do like everybody does. And they do one song here and one artist there. I like to usually pick an artist and do the whole show on that artist because everybody picks one singer here, one singer there. And so I want to be different, and that's the reason why each week I don't select a artist, I select a genre. So I'm the reverse to all the other podcasters out there.
And haven't you had fun learning what all these different genres are?
Exactly. And, I mean, there's still some that I haven't even... attempted yet because I've just got so many to choose from. And what I do in the back of my book, I mean, if I could, I'd play country every week, but not everybody likes country, not everybody likes bagpipes, as I've been told, haven't I, Ian? And not everybody likes yodeling, whatever, but I do it for myself. This show is for me. It's my recovery, it's my way of learning, as you said, new genres of music and cultures and everything else. But also, I try to please everybody and you can't. And that's the whole thing. And that's why I try and pick each week. I write down in the back of my book what I'm going to play and I pick out like the name of the genre from the list on the podcast supplier. That's not the right word, but that'll do. And then I write in my book, so that way I'm not redoing the same. But I have chucked in a couple of, like, the bluegrass or that I have sort of missed a few weeks and chucked it in again, because I like it. And if people are not going to send me an email or send Eric an email to say, like Shauna has, he never thought he'd hear me playing heavy metal because he knows I don't like it. But he gave me the challenge, and I didn't do one, I did two bands. So.
And you did listen to those all the way through before
yes,
you played it?
I needed my head bouncing afterwards, but I did do it.
Give us your impression of what heavy metal sounds like to you, though.
Head drugged, doped up, boozed up, drunk. I mean, the music to me doesn't make any sense. Sorry, guys, but it doesn't make any sense to me. You
wasn't
have to
there
be...
a bit of a...
Oh, that was the grunge guy in the background. You know, they had to say that someone in the group did the grunge thingo and everything. It just doesn't... That's just not my cup of tea. But I turned around, so I can't suit me tea now. I've drunk it all. But, you know, you can't, I can't listen to that sober. I mean, even if I was drunk, I'd fall asleep. So, but it's just not me. I like the music. I don't care what tempo, what genre, whatever you want to call it, jazz, folk, rock, whatever. They all have a beat. And I like the beat. That's the idea of the music, is you get the beat. And the simple fact is with that, I mean, how do you dance to it? Not that I dance anymore. But, I mean, how even
you
tap your foot to it?
Or your head bang.
Yeah, your head bang, all right, up against a brick wall. That'd be about the closest you get me to with that music, saying, hurry up and finish. I was so glad when I finished that show that night because, oh, I'm sorry, but I can't deal it. It, you know. But all the other stuff I can persevere. I mean, even jazz, and I'm not a jazz person. At least with jazz, it puts you to sleep.
But then again, as I've said to you before, it depends on what sort of jazz you're playing. If you're
exactly.
playing the elevator type jazz, well, yeah, of course it's going to send you to sleep if
yeah.
you don't like that sort of music.
Yeah, well, see, jazz has got categories like country. You've got country is not just country. These days you've got country rock, country pop, acoustic country, adult country, alternative country. There's so many, and this is the whole thing. Each thing now is categorised.
Well, Craig Morrison's a classic example.
You've
been to three of his shows.
And the three have all been different. And they're all the same songs he sung. This is the whole thing about it. It's the atmosphere as well.
Elephant song, Craig.
Yeah, well, I doubt it. But, like, when we went to the first show, he was up on the tables and chairs, and because of the atmosphere was a real country barnyard atmosphere pub.
And he also had his full band.
Yeah. But then when I went to Rudy Hill and saw him, he had a full band behind him as well. But the atmosphere was just, because it was a club, he couldn't jump up on the tables and chairs at the club. He had to, you know, he did go out onto the dance floor, and you could have kids there. It just wasn't the same. The atmosphere was just so different. It was very stuffy. And then when we went and saw him on Mother's Day, it was totally again different again. It was out in a beer garden. It was a very unusual setup of the hotel. And he sung the songs again, and it just, the atmosphere was just, and also because you had a mixed selection for people for Mother's Day, the menus were set, there was staff running in and out with food and everything else, you were subdivided away, and that didn't give character to the place, and then you had another group that was sitting in front of us, and they were all celebrating a child's confirmation. And so that was a private party again. And you know, like they got their own special food and everything as well. So there was an overall bit of hee-ha to do with that day. And the atmosphere just didn't have the character of... Out of the three, that to me was the worst venue. And yet it was Mother's Day. It should have been a happy day, but to me it wasn't.
But then again, that's,
I don't
beyond,
blame Craig.
That's beyond Craig's control. But it just goes
yeah.
to show that the show's...
Yeah.
Same guy. Like, he didn't have his full band behind him the last time. It was
no.
more Craig Morrison unplugged
yeah.
than anything.
Yeah, exactly. and the atmosphere of the audience as well, because people that were there having their private parties, some were I thought were very rude. He's trying to sing and there's got kids in front of him taking photographs and, you know, I think, which did upset him a little bit as well. But anyway, I'd like to go to another show of his just to get another opinion of it. So, but at the moment it's just far too cold to be going out pubbing and clubbing and at the moment it's on hold until it gets a bit warmer, for me anyway. So anyway, it's been an overall experience for me, and also I've met some very wonderful people on Facebook, and I've also, and I think a lot of this down to Craig as well, because the mentioning of Craig, but I have met some real Aussie artists as well. And it's been wonderful because I've met some people that I haven't seen on Facebook for over 20 years that were friend of Vince's.
There has been some real blast from the past moments there.
Yes, and I'm actually getting music from them as well, which will be played on a further show. So look forward to that for you old country fans out there. We will be playing some old country music that people that are still actually singing. So it's been a blast from the past, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. So hopefully we go for another 12 months. So my next goal now is to hit show 100. So we've got another 48 to go.
Show 1 just seems like such a long time ago, doesn't it?
It does. And I remember how nervous I was, and I was all blah, blah, blah. Even though I had the experience from Blast, from the past, but it was totally different. Whereas now, the way we do our recordings now, I started to say earlier and then I got carried away as I normally waffle on, but now we've worked it out in recording, it is a lot better with you around me doing the recording, even though lately you don't talk much, but I'm dragging you in a little bit at a time. But I must say to people out there, you don't see what Eric does behind the microphone, because he's not talking in my shows. But if I didn't have him, he puts in all the sound effects. I tell him who I want to play what, but he downloads all the music, he sets it all up. He puts in the promos and everything else for me. Oh, you don't have to get the tissues out. It's all right. But I personally want to thank you, Eric. You have been a fantastic support. A lot of other people would know that for me. They'd tell me where to get off by now. But you've been persevering with me, put up with my rants and raves and everything, and I really appreciate it.
It has been a lot of fun at this end as well. A lot of times when I come home from work at, you know, stupid o'clock in the morning, I'm lucky here that I can whack the cans on at, you mm-hmm. know, 2-3 o'clock in the morning and edit a show or whatever, so it's been great.
Yep. Okay. So now we want to finish up, and it's number 13, my 13. Lucky number for some, for us. And this song was show 46, and it was Bluegrass, and it's an instrumental. And this is a very surprising group of four lovely young ladies, and they call themselves Uncle Earl. And their song is called, or the instrumental is called, Black Eyed Susie. Now you sit back, relax for the last time and enjoy their instrumental, and just listen to all the different instruments that these girls can play. They are so gifted. And if you haven't heard the show, go back and have a listen to the whole show. They are so, so talented. And I'm going to play them again. I'm going to repeat another show of their music again in time to come, because they are so talented. And these people say, oh, I'm not going to play so-and-so again. I don't care. If I like their music, I will play them again.
A lot of them have different music to play.
Yes, exactly. So now it's, we'll take it out now with Black Eyed Susie by Uncle Earl. And thank you very, very much for listening and your non-support.
See you next week, people.
And it's good night, Interweb. And don't forget the show notes. Anything there to do with all the shows that we play or talk about, is always in the show notes, and that's thanks to Eric again.
And they will be linked, all the different shows that was that we've spoken about, they will be linked, so in case you've missed any of them,
you can go back
and play them on the website or via iTunes or whatever.
That's right. Good night, Interweb.
Good night, Interweb. Been listening to a Channel IRC production. Channel IRC and all five podcasts are licensed under a Creative Commons non-commercial, non-derivative, share-alike license registered in Australia. Music is used with direct permission or under agreements with various music providers. All rights to the music contained within remains with the original rights holder. Some sound effects are sourced from the Free Sound Project under Creative Commons. For more information about Channel IRC, go to www.channelirc.com.